I'm David from Voices You Show Up Radio, and we're here today talking with
Rochelle and Alicia from Botanica Spa. We are on Alexander Street at 305, right across from the CIBC Bank.
We have been in the Alexander location for 4 years, and we were in the Shuswap Street for 1 year. But Botanica Spa has been in town for over 15 years.
It's a family business. We took it over from a mother, so it's just been passed down into our generation, and now we are trying to carry on her legacy.
There is three owners of the business. So there is Leanne, myself, and Alicia. We've all been in this industry for over 15 years. But we have worked together for a long time.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before our children. And Leanne, she works as a teacher in Chase. And so she works the night shifts, and then she works in our busiest seasons, like our Christmas season and our summer season.
She is our lash specialist, our lash educator. If you're looking to take a lash course, she offers lash extension training. She is fully certified to train lashes under the Extreme Lash.
At Botanica Spa, we have a full range of spa services, and we also have a cute little gift shop. We are an Aveda concept and the only Aveda concept in Salmon Arm.
What is Aveda?
Aveda is a hair and skincare product line. We have many, many, many different shampoos and conditioners, leave-in products, styling products, dry shampoo powders, and then our skincare. We have all your cleansers and exfoliants, face masks, and a wide range of moisturizers.
With Aveda, we try to go to the extra step with doing our sensory journeys. We have a range of aromatherapies. It's vegan. The resources that they put into their products are very high standards. It's cruelty-free. They only sell to countries that believe in the same without testing on animals. Aveda is a very good product to stand by. They do a lot of fundraisers to clean the water, to clean the ocean.
Bringing lots of fresh, clean water to third world countries, getting them on proper water systems.
All of the Aveda products, their packaging has been recycled, and all of it is manufactured in a wind power facility.
That's really interesting. So not only does your company benefit the local area, but there's also
a global area that we cover. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking back over the last 2 or 3 years, what's that been like?
There has definitely been some ups and downs. We were in here for not even quite a year when we were shut down by COVID. So that was definitely an interesting challenge, and being able to keep the sales going at that time and coming back from that. Thank goodness for such a great landlord. He really helped out. Bill Laird is our landlord at this location, and he is an amazing man. He did a lot for the community at that time, I believe, and definitely helped a lot of businesses stay going. So there's definitely been some lows, and we've had some great high points too.
We have some great customers here. They're always telling us how appreciated we are. That really makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. We have some really great relationships with our clients, evolving through all these years. It's nice to be a part of this community and to be...
make somebody's day.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it is very rewarding when people tell us that we're their highlight of the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that they trust us with their feet and their hands.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear, because being downtown, a business downtown, this is a community.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a feeling of community building. It sounds like that's what you're experiencing being mm-hmm. down here and providing the services that you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How has that been for you as a business owner in downtown Salmon Arm?
Rewarding. We have met a lot of wonderful humans in this town.
So we have some really good companies standing behind us that are pretty interesting and fun to work with as well. We got lots of good education coming from them and lots of great programs that we are a part of with Aveda, with the Clean Water Program. We have our breast cancer
fundraiser
for the month of October, which just, you know, ended. So yeah, the services were what came first, and then the little shop is kind
expanded.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
Where we've kind of gone to different craft fairs too, and to see local people making different bath bombs and bringing different essential oils in, and this, our findings of what we love, we've kind of implemented into our spa too, where Aveda didn't have these certain products. Yeah, so we just kind of put all of our products that we love into our little shop.
Yeah.
And then we have wonderful clients that we can do different services on. And
they've grown to love our retail and the different little things that we bring in. They always enjoy all the little bath bombs. Like the bath bombs we currently have are made out from a lady in Kamloops, Earth and Moon. They're beautiful little geode looking bath bombs.
With little crystals in them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It's always about giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Have you had clients from out of town that have, say, just been passing through town and decide they need a little pick-me-up or something?
Oh, for sure. In the summertime, we are definitely very busy with not just our regulars, but we have quite a few out-of-town regulars that come to see us when they do come to visit and stay. We have had lots of people that are just coming through, too, that have stopped in for services. Everyone always remarks on how great it smells when they walk into the spa. It's just, it's a beautiful environment. I put the stress fix in. So right now we are diffusing our Veda's essential oil blend stress fix, and we have an entire stress fix product line. So there is a bath salt, there is a composition oil that is scented with the stress fix, and the composition oil is a really great multi-use oil. It's for scalp, it's for your bath, you could use it for massage, you could use it to moisturize your body and leave you just smelling wonderful and de-stressed. There's also body lotions in that line as well. I think my favorite part about the job is how people leave, how they feel when they're leaving us, and how sometimes they can just come in and almost have a dark cloud over their heads. And by the time they leave, it's all sunshine and rainbows, you know, just making a person's day. It makes our day.
Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful group of staff members that are very caring here. And we are very thankful that we have such a great group of ladies that work here, that we feel family. When they're having a bad day or they had a bad interaction, we all take it so personal here. So, and they're very supporting and very uplifting. So I'm very thankful that we have such a great group of women that work here.
Yes.
What's the relationship like within the business community in downtown Seminar? How would you describe that?
I know as far as communication goes, like, we do speak with some of the surrounding businesses around us and ask how business is going and always giving ideas.
There's a great community page just for the downtown merchants that we can communicate. So I think we communicate really well. And then we get emails from the Downtown Association. Mm-hmm. They communicate really well. We just had our late night shopping event that we had on Saturday. We all stayed open till 7, and that was very successful. We had a lot of fun. We had food and we had snacks and we had tea tasting. That was a lot of fun. And I think everyone here was very successful. There was a great group of women that came down and new people we mm-hmm. were interacting with, which was really nice to see new faces. But yeah, it's been really great downtown. Anytime, you know, like I need support or I need extra help, I can reach out to some fellow businesses or downtown, and they're willing to support us. So that is awesome. So starting a new business, there is support and there is people that are willing to help you in the community. And then we also like try to help out as much as we can with other sporting events that we donate to and different other businesses or charity events. We try to help as much as we can personally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Salmonarm's a very successful community. Welcome.
What would your thoughts be on stores being open at night?
Being open later? Well, I think Salmonarm is definitely evolving into being able to stay open later. A couple years ago, it was a lot quieter, but we have really picked up that business. We have so many new people in this town now, and it has been so busy downtown here at night. So I think definitely Sundays were always a day that seemed quieter. We're open Mondays. Mondays is a very busy day for us. There is a few businesses that are closed, but we're open. So that seems really busy for us. And I was thinking maybe in the summer, possibly being open Sunday, possibly just because there's other businesses now being open on Sunday.
Seeing a lot more foot traffic presence in the downtown area on Sundays, and you know, it would definitely be a good idea.
Yeah, busy community.
For sure.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
For Christmas.
Well, we have all sorts of Christmas gift packs pre-made, lots of hair care. If you are looking to have anything curated, we can definitely put together our own Christmas gift pack for you. We have amazing gift boxes and gift bags. We can get everything wrapped up for you. And we have lots of other gift ideas as well, such as bath bombs and little stocking stuffers.
So we have our Christmas gift card special. If you spend $100, you get one free travel size product. You spend $160, you get two free travel size products. $200, three travel size. All of our gift cards come in either Christmas ornaments or in boxes that we pre-wrap.
The ornaments are really cute this year. They're just a nice little tree-like looking ornament that can hang from your tree. So it's beautiful, a little something to give to your loved one.
Do gift cards go throughout the year as well?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Our gift cards do not expire. You can use them for anything. They can be towards a service or any of the products that we sell. So whatever interests you can use it towards.
Mm-hmm. What would customers have to look forward to in, say, the new year?
We look forward to seeing you with your gift certificates.
Yeah.
It's always exciting. January is usually busy. We'll probably have a nice pedicure probably special then. Everybody will be gearing up to go on their holidays in January, February. So
lots of people are on holiday going.
We get quite busy at that point too. Yeah.
That's good to hear, actually.
We're already booking for January, February.
Yes. If you need a pedicure for that cruise or that tropical vacation, you need to come in and book.
Of course, we have Valentine's in February.
Yes. Already thinking about that, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do people find you online?
We are on Google. We do have our own booking app through Vagaro. You can online book. You can call us or you can text us.
Can book through Facebook and Instagram as well.
Well, thanks so much. It's been really awesome to talk with you and learn more about your company here.
Well, we thank you for coming in and
thank you for your time.
Listening to us and get to tell you all of our fun, exciting things that are going on at Botanica Spa.